So can you please tell us something about the feeling in the band right now?
Right now it's really, really good in the band because we have a complete setup. We just recruited a new bass player.
Welcome, Kratos.
Thank you.
Welcome, brother.
Thank you, bro. Bro.
Yeah, I've been in the band for a couple of weeks now. It's going good so far.
Blood Knight is one of my favorite songs. In the history of Rimfrost so far, actually, and hasn't even been released yet, and I haven't really been, got the chance to sit and listen to it for years like I have with the other ones. Lyric-wise, my inspiration came from a couple of my favorite movies in the horror genre.
It's a very different Rimfrost song. It doesn't sound like anything we have done before.
It's like meat and potato, you know. You don't want to complicate shit all the time. You know, sometimes you just need to feel the beat. The world is not over in chains. Nothing to hold it down. Within the shadows, it forms and comes alive. The terror of the streets. Something is brought to life. And when there's no more room in hell, the dead shall walk the thunder. Rolls the darkened sky. When the rising burns.
Dawnbreaker is a song. I remember I wrote the first riffs for that song back in 2006, and it was supposed to be on the Veralda Nagli album.
It sounds a bit like it could have come from that album.
The riffs are still, showing the.
The time tooth.
Time tooth. No, but you know, it's like a print, you know, in the music. So I talked to Trove and I said, "Hey, Fifan, you know, we need to do something with this song because it has been laying around now in the drawer here for." It came out very, very good. It's a really trashy piece and. It has a lot of layers in it, and I like that.
It has a nice acoustic part in it.
Oh, it has
and
a nice...
It builds up very, very dynamic...
Like different, dimensions in it, almost, yeah. in a way. I'm going to slur it.